I hope Benjamin Netanyahu burns in hell. I hope him and his generals and the far-right government in Israel burn in hell.
Looking for babies, but there is no babies left. Maybe I kill a girl, she was 12, but they're looking for a baby.
We'll do whatever we need to do to defend ourselves.
An investigation is underway into whether Israeli forces blowing up the main drinking water reservoir in Rafah constitutes as a war crime.
You cannot tell me to ever feel comfortable with 18,000 children being ruthlessly murdered.
Let me hear you cheer if you support Israel.
The Jews are everywhere. All the assistants of Trump, Jews. All the assistants of Sleepy Joe, Jews. Obama, Jews. Everyone around there, Reform Jews, Conservative Jews, Chabadnik, this.
Today the Jews rule this world by proxy. They get others to fight and die for them.
Everyone who dares uttering a word of criticism against Israel as accused of anti-Semitism.
When I was very young, I was forced to participate in that, in which I had to sacrifice an infant.
And the purpose of sacrifice is to what? Is to bring you what? What are you sacrificing for?
For power.
Uh-huh. Power.
So here on the Stu Peters Network, we have spent years bringing you the truth about this genocidal cult-like collective of malcontents and authoritarian psychopaths known as the United States medical system. This medical system works hand in glove with the federal government and the most powerful NGOs and banks and corporations on earth to advance themselves and their self-interests while making a whole lot of money. And stifling anyone who questions it. Anyone who questions their motives or their patient outcomes or whether or not nurses who spent 2 years in a community college program are qualified to tell millions of people that they need to shove a bioweapon into their body. And everyone knows that for many, not all, but many doctors and nurses, these people become completely brainwashed as they go through school. It's like K through 12 brainwashing, but on steroids. Medical school and nursing school curricula are pumped full of big pharma propaganda and government-backed pseudoscience that uses biased or completely fabricated studies and statistics to say the only way to treat patients is by pumping them full of drugs and then just hoping for the best. Or pumping them full of drugs and seeing how they react, turning them into an unwitting participant in some kind of a medical experiment. This is how the opiate epidemic started in this country. Anybody, teenagers, 20-somethings, old people, could just walk right into a hospital with a sprained wrist or a twisted ankle, and they'd be handed hundreds of pills. They were prescribed a bottle of medical heroin with several refills, and then they were just sent on their way. The streets were flooded with pills, and then the government and their pharma buddies flipped the script. They stopped prescribing pills like they were going out of style and started selling treatments for opiate dependency. They created a problem, and then they started selling a solution to that problem. Obviously, this isn't so different from the bioweapon clot shot COVID death jab that has been the approach for the past few years. From the moment the jab was rolled out, anyone and everyone who showed up in search of a medical treatment or a sickness or an injury or something else entirely had this clot shot shoved in their face, and they were told to take it. And if they refused, the hospital would refuse to treat them. That's a form of blackmail, and it's illegal. But since doctors and nurses are, of course, the new heroes on the block, nobody's allowed to question it. Nobody's allowed to question their financial motives or the fact that almost all of them are completely unqualified to be recommending these jabs in the first place. And when people start dropping dead like the millions have done since the shot was rolled out, you're supposed to just ignore it. Just ignore all of the new widespread health conditions and turbo cancers that are plaguing our population. especially our young people, making them die suddenly or turning them into ticking time bombs who will never live as long as they were supposed to or would have without it. And when hospital systems start advertising new treatment programs like myocarditis programs for kids, you're supposed to act like this was always normal. And as if the average American kid has always been autistic or had a heart condition that requires constant medical attention and constant payment to sadistic doctors and nurses. It's sickening. And it's not just the COVID clot shot. No, it's all of them. All of these mercury-ridden, gene-altering shots that have been produced en masse for American consumption and American destruction. The CDC recommended childhood vaccine schedule now contains over 70 shots. Over 70 shots by the time a child reaches adulthood. And we talked about this just the other day on this program when we covered the tragic story of Alexis Lorenz, a 23-year-old young lady from California who was forced to take three vaccines just to be seen by a doctor. And now those vaccines are killing her. She is now stuck in the hospital in critical condition. And instead of helping her, it seems to us, from our point of view, that these doctors and nurses at UC Irvine are conspiring against her. Nurse Aaron was on the program reporting exactly that. They're blocking out patient advocates, even her own family. They're threatening to stop anyone who tries to help her. Now, we showed this footage earlier this week, but it's worth showing you again to remind everyone just how dangerous of a situation this really is, just how badly Alexis has been hurt by these insane people. A lot of them during COVID were unrepentant, murderous thugs in scrubs and white coats. Take a look at this. That girl, that 23-year-old girl, is being tortured. And from what we can tell and what was reported by Nurse Aaron, not a single person at that UC Irvine hospital will step up to save her. Which, of course, begs the question, are they all in on this together? And, you know, it's very important to realize here, this isn't some sort of an isolated incident. This isn't a one-off. No, in fact, it's part of a very deliberate, orchestrated, and nationwide strategy cooked up by fanatical doctors and fake nurses who want to seize complete and total control of you and your family and your kids. We've actually learned in recent days of a Facebook group full of doctors and nurses which exists for the sole purpose of targeting and destroying anyone who doesn't support the COVID scamdemic or the wider vaccine industry. They're coming after doctors, they're coming after nurses, they're coming after patients, and anyone else, as a matter of fact, that they perceive as a threat to their disgusting medical system. The group is called Unnurse Yourself, You F***ing Pro-Plager. And it has roughly 12,000 members. According to the group's About Me section, their mission is to, quote, expose anti-vaccine, anti-medicine, and anti-science RNs, LPNs, CNAs, MDs, and other healthcare and non-healthcare professionals, end quote. Take a look at some of these screenshots from this Facebook group, and then just think about that. Let that sink in. 12,000 doctors and nurses from all over the country embedded in hospitals and doctor's offices and clinics everywhere, ready to do to you and your family exactly what they're doing to Alexis. Ready to harm and to destroy anyone who actually tries to help you, actually tries to treat your symptoms instead of pumping you full of poison. And it should come as no surprise to anyone that these people have taken a very special interest in the case of Alexis Lorenzi. And they're not just coming after her. Posts in that Facebook group show that they're coming after anyone who tries to help her, and they're even stalking the comment sections of posts about Alexis's demise, seeking out doctors and nurses who won't toe the line with them. This is murderous. These people are trying to stop doctors and nurses from helping patients who are in serious trouble because of the vaccines and medical treatments that they have been subjected to. It's like a gang. Actually, worse, it's like a cult. If you question their big pharma god, then you'll have hell to pay. You'll lose everything, maybe even your life. We sat down just the other day with Steve Kirsch to get his take on this. Some of the things that Kirsch says, we agree with, as far as vaccines are concerned, and that nobody should take another one. Other takes, such as his position on this, not so much. Here's part of what he said.
But it's important, Stu, to point out that the that UC Irvine is taking care of Alexis now. They are treating her in a very responsible way. They are working with us to try to save her life. And I believe that the doctor who prescribed this these vaccines was simply just like the typical blue pill doctor, that this doctor isn't trying to kill people. This doctor is trying to save lives, and she's following the protocols. And in this case, the protocols backfired. Now, the problem is that the protocols backfired, and that there should be accountability in terms of the statements that vaccines are safe and so forth. But, you know, Alexis didn't get a proper informed consent on these vaccines. She had no idea what she was in for.
Nobody ever does. And we had medical professionals on here saying that there's absolutely no medical or logical reason why somebody who came in with her condition would have to have these vaccines.
Well, that's not quite true. So let me clarify that, because there's no requirement. Like there are a couple of treatments that Alexis could have been given, and one of the treatments highly recommends that you get the meningitis vaccine. Now, there's another treatment that is in clinical trials that in order to get that treatment, that the entry condition for that treatment is the HIV vaccine. And so I think the doctor may have discussed with Alexis to say, hey, let's keep our options open. Would you like to, you know, if you get these vaccines, then you're going to have the most options available to you for treatment. Now, as to what really occurred, you know, it's kind of hard to say, because the doctor who was taking care of Alexis has gone essentially MIA, and nobody's been able to talk to the doctor. The PR, the media relations for the hospital, doesn't return any of my phone calls or talk with us, so we can't ask any questions to clarify. So, I don't want to say that stuff happened when it didn't happen. It's always important to hear from both sides. And of course, it's always very disturbing when you can hear from one side and the other side refuses to talk to you. And so it's quite reasonable in that case to presume that the side that is talking to you is telling the truth, and that the other side who doesn't want to talk to you, when the hospital side, is perhaps not telling the truth or doesn't want to be want to acknowledge anything.
So, what that sounds like is an intentional cover up.
It certainly appears to look that way, Stu. When people don't have when people are afraid to talk to you, I'm just trying to cover the story in a fair way. I'm not taking anyone's side. I've reached out to the media relations. I said, here's my personal cell number. You know, let's have a discussion about this. I don't want to be spreading misinformation. They don't call me back. So it's a little hard to get the true story here when one of the sides refuses to talk to you. So You know, we have some recollections of people as to what happened. I would love to talk to the doctor to hear her side of the story so we could get this out in a fair and accurate way. And refusing to talk to me is not really the best way to do that. So what happens is that people then end up spreading some recollection of events, which may or may not be true or not. It'd be really nice if these people answered my phone calls.
Steve, we've been through 4 years of medical murder.
I'm not saying that they're
obviously people are going to approach the situation with skepticism.
I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt. But the point is this, that Alexis is not a science experiment, that they aren't looking at Alexis to say, oh, you know, hey, we wanted to test this. She's our guinea pig. That's not the case at all. Alexis voluntarily came into the hospital, said, what treatments are, you know, I have these headaches. What treatments are available to me? What can you do for me? And in fact, the treatment that the hematologist recommended, which is this drug called Soliris, highly, highly, highly recommends a meningitis vaccine at least 2 weeks prior to that monoclonal antibody. And so that is not a strict requirement. The doctor doesn't have to do that, but the doctor is strongly recommended to do that because of the risk of contracting meningitis after getting the monoclonal. And so that's why that's a suggestion. So this is not some doctor that's shooting from the hip out of the blue. This is a doctor who knows what the requirements and the recommendations for the drug that they're giving are, has presumably talked to the patient about it and gotten informed consent. Hey, there's always a trade-off. You should always get informed consent and moved ahead. And you can't, you know, nowadays you have to say that as patients, we need to make sure we're getting informed consent. We can't count on the doctors. So that we have to take responsibility for making sure that we know what both the benefits and the risks for any medical treatment. And I don't care whether it's a vaccine or a supplement. You know, my right eye was severely damaged because of taking some supplements that were recommended. And there was no informed consent before I was told about those supplements. I decided to take the supplements, but I didn't do my research. And had I done my research, I wouldn't have taken the supplement. So I think it's a lesson. What Alexis's case is a lesson to all of us to say, please do your own research before you get any kind of drug or supplement or something new in your body that could affect your body. Do your own research. Don't say that it's on the doctor to do the informed consent, because you're not going to get the true informed consent from doctors. So you can't absolve, you shouldn't today absolve yourself of any sort of responsibility by saying, well, the doctor didn't tell me. You know, it's now more or less up to you. The doctors aren't telling people about these side effects with any of these vaccines. And the second thing is just that, you know, people have assumed that these vaccines, where they don't get reactions like this in most cases, are safe and effective. They're not. And this case shows that when you give three vaccines at once, that your body can react in very strong ways to vaccines, because the vaccines are not safe. And so it just highlights that it's not just a COVID vaccine that's not safe. All vaccines have a risk, have a risk that is unappreciated, and it's higher than a lot of people are led to believe. And of course, we know from the studies that kids who don't take any of the childhood vaccines are always healthier than the kids who take the entire schedule. So if you have a choice, you should not vaccinate your child with any vaccine whatsoever, unless there's a very special condition. So for example, you got rabies, you can use the rabies vaccine as one of the ways to treat the rabies after you get rabies. So there are very few exceptions, but there are no exceptions to the rule that you shouldn't get any vaccines. unless you have a condition that requires the vaccine for a treatment, not as a preventative.
Yeah, but who's deciding that she needed this as a treatment? Where did that come from? Hold on. Yeah. It came from an epic machine that was passed down by AI. Look, I agree with a lot of the things that you say and do, and you've done a very good job of reporting factual information, but what you just said really pisses me off because you're trying to place the blame of what she's going through on her instead of the medical professionals that she went to see. And these people that are going in, no, they don't know about informed consent. They trust the medical professionals. So the real lesson that is to be learned here is not that you should take onus and that you should be responsible for the maiming that they're doing in these medical facilities, but it should be to stay the hell out of them. And if you end up going into them, make sure that you have a patient advocate and so that you're not dealing with this. And then the doctor's running away and not wanting to talk and no accountability, that just shows. I mean, that is an immediate sign of guilt.
The hematologist dropped from sight, okay? But the other people in that medical facility, the people in the ICU unit, have been very kind and very helpful and very supportive to Alexis.
But we're hearing now, that they're kicking out advocates and that they're rejecting the family.
No, they're not. That's not true.
Well, they originally
were. That's not true.
Her own dad,
they never were.
Her own dad reported that to Nurse Aaron, who's here on this program, who's a patient advocate.
Angela Wilbrecht, who we sent down, who is a patient advocate, has never been kicked out of the hospital.
How long ago did she get there?
It was a while ago. It was shortly after we heard about the incident. We flew her down to be with Alexis. She has been with Alexis virtually nonstop since we flew her down.
Well, that's
she
good.
Has
they need to
not
get her
been
the right
kicked
treatment.
Out. She has not been... not a lot of access. I mean, I think it's important to give these people a lot of credit. They did not treat Alexis very well at the very beginning, but they corrected this and they are now treating her.
Yeah, because they're under
very
a microscope.
Well.
They're being reported on. Of course, the spotlight is shining on them. They have to change it. But behind closed doors, according to Alexis's own words on her video, they were treating her like.
This is before
the light came onto them. Yes.
Before the light was shown.
Yeah. Before the light shined on them, the big spotlight was on them. Before she had advocacy.
Probably fair to say that Alexis received treatment that was very subpar before we shined the light on this. Once the patient advocate got down, things changed very quickly for Alexis. And I give the hospital and the staff a lot of credit for having to deal with a very difficult situation because the patient and the patient's family are yelling at the at these people, and they're just trying to do their jobs. And,
I'd be doing a lot more than yelling. I mean, this is a 23-year-old girl. Look at this.
Yes. What happened to Alexis is – so, you know, I think that the doctor didn't give Alexis full informed consent, but the responsibility, you know, you can't just say the responsibility is wholly on the doctor.
Yes, it is.
The patient has a responsibility also to make sure that the doctor is not lying to them.
The patient
now,
also has
whether,
a right to try.
Whether that should be the case or not, I think the point is that it's like really, really important for everybody to do their own research and not just take a doctor's word for any medical intervention that you get. And
ever,
if you don't
ever.
Do that, then you can pay the price.
Yeah, stay the hell away from these murder camps. These are the same hospitals and the same doctors that were getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars for every patient that died of COVID, from the failed PCR test to the administration of remdesivir to the ventilators, the pronunciation of death. They were in Minnesota here. They had $330,000 some odd dollars for every patient. It was a huge racket. It was the biggest genocide we've ever seen. Other than what's happening in Gaza.
Completely unethical to reward hospitals for patients who die from COVID. That is rewarding the wrong kind of behavior.
Just going on a limb here, I think if this story wasn't under a microscope and if this story wasn't getting the attention it was getting, that Alexis would just be another statistic as well.
That's right. If if this was not on social media, Alexis probably would be dead by now.
Yeah.
Alexis is hanging, even with the care that she's received since then, even with our patient advocate down there, she's in a very difficult situation here. She may die. She has gone through periods of getting better and getting worse, and it's been a roller coaster as far as where she's at this point. And the problem, of course, is that this is not something you see every day and you know how to treat. And so it's all about educated guesses on, well, what if we do this and what if we do that? Is this going to help or hurt? And not having a lot of history in stuff like this before, it becomes very difficult to know whether you're going to make things better or whether you're going to make things worse. So, for example, people have talked about plasmapheresis. Well, if you use plasmapheresis, what happens is that you filter out the monoclonal antibody that, after it was given to her, seemed to have made things better. So if you do the plasmapheresis, it's a one-way street. Does it improve things, or did it actually make things worse? And so these are the kind of decisions that the doctors have to make based on their experience, because there aren't any textbook guidelines. There's no manual that says, when you're in a situation like what happened to Alexis, which isn't supposed to happen, but obviously did, and it was caused by the vaccines, because she was perfectly normal looking 10 minutes prior to that. In other words, she was perfectly normal up until the time she got the vaccines. And for 10 minutes after she got the vaccines, she was perfectly normal. Her reaction started 10 minutes after the vaccines. So there's no doubt that these vaccines, which are approved as safe and effective, are the cause of what's happening to her. And the FDA doesn't seem to be very interested in researching any of this as to, was it this vaccine? Was it a bad batch of a particular vaccine? Was it the combination of three vaccines? They don't seem to be very interested in looking into this case and finding out what the cause was. You know, they basically turned a blind eye. And the fact that there's no coverage on this on CNN and the Washington Post and the New York Times and 60 Minutes isn't covering this case and so forth is basically there's a media blackout whenever the vaccines are causing something that is different than what they're telling you. They don't want to tell you about it because it goes against the narrative. I think that is a huge problem, that the media is so biased that they only promote stories that are consistent with the narrative of vaccines are safe and effective, you should go get yours. Because that's not what the news media should be doing. They should be reporting on what's actually happening and pointing out to people that side effects do occur, and that they should always, before getting any medical intervention, understand the risks and the benefits. Now, for all vaccines, it turns out that except in extremely rare cases, like, you know, maybe this one might have been a case, but I really don't think so. In pretty much every case I know about, the benefits of vaccination never outweigh the risks, and people should always be refusing vaccination. We've been telling people that for a long time.
Okay, so you do agree that nobody should ever take another vaccine.
No, people should not take any of the vaccines that are currently approved.
Yeah,
there may be a time, Stu, in 5 years from now, that they actually have a safe vaccine.
No, there won't.
We can't rule that out.
No,
and that's why Bobby Kennedy,
what they do is they make billions and billions of dollars off of every one of these shots that they roll out. Then, you know, several thousand or 100,000 or tens of thousands of people die, you know, across the planet, and then they pull it off the market quietly, but they've already made their billions of dollars. You see, this is a killing for cash, murder for money scheme. They don't care.
Yeah. We need to educate people that vaccines, all the vaccines
are deadly.
The benefits never outweigh the risk. Do not take them. And they hide all the data.
Yeah.
And they silence people that speak out.
Yeah.
So, because moral of the story.
And because, I mean, go ahead.
Just say no.
Yeah. And the media industrial complex, Fox News, CNN, because you got to mention Fox too. Remember,
Covered the story,
but remember it was Fox News's Patriot Awards that required you to have a vaccination in order to go in. You know, so that sounds really patriotic to me. They're all BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street funded. They're all funded from Rothschild Boulevard in Tel Aviv. They all tell the same narrative, just a little bit different semantics. Fox News is very pro-vaccine. Go ask Hannity; he's all boosted up.
Yep. I will give Fox News credit for covering this story because no other media outlet, mainstream media.
I don't watch them, so I don't know. But I do know that they're very pro-vaccine. Steve Kirsch, thank you so much. Always a pleasure having you.
Thanks, Stu.
Yeah, I like these spirited conversations because you know it's Steve is really good. I recommend you go see his Substack. He's really good because he always wants to be very cautious about the information that he's putting out. He always wants to make sure that he can't be fact-checked. He wants to be responsible in his reporting. But in doing that, a lot of the times, you have to be less subjective. And so, but subjectively, I agree with what he said at the end there. Never take another one of these vaccines. More of the Stu Peter Show continues next. Go nowhere. Harris, the liberal California professional politician and liar, the farthest left candidate that we have ever seen, could become the next president of the United States of America. I mean, that should shake you to the core. Just think about it. She has supported open borders. Not only that, she's completely failed us intentionally as the current borders are. She even helped to raise money to get criminals out of jail during the Summer of Love, worked in concert with Tim Walz right here in Minneapolis to do it. I mean, this could be a disaster, not only for our safety, but for the economy at large. I mean, have you seen her new tax plan? That could be the nail in the coffin for this country. And that's why you should stop what you're doing right now and reach out to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco has over 6,000 five-star reviews. There's a good reason why. All kinds of awards, a good reason why. They have helped people just like you purchase over $2.5 billion in gold and silver. Visit StuLikesGold.com or just call them 855-706-GOLD. Get your free 2024 gold and silver kit plus up to a 10% instant match on bonus silver for qualified accounts. Again, go to StuLikesGold.com or call Goldco today. 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. All right, guys, check this out. I'm going to be doing something brand new every month, but it's exclusively on Locals. So what I'm going to do is highlight one of our amazing and most importantly loyal sponsors who has been supporting the Stu Peters Network and has stuck by us despite us diving into what I guess is considered, and it shouldn't be, some of the most controversial conversation or topics on the internet or known to mankind, rewarding us for being the tip of the spear by providing one of their amazing products as a giveaway prize for a drawing each month to you. To reward you for supporting and subscribing to us as well, because they recognize you are the most important part of Stu Crew. You're the most important part of the Army to keep us on the air. So this month, it's John Hewlett, the founder of Cardio Miracle, a longtime supporter of the Stu Peters Network, who has remained loyal and unafraid and brave in supporting us. And he has decided that he's going to give away 3 one-month supplies of Cardio Miracle. If you don't know anything about Cardio Miracle, you should go check out the product. All kinds of peer-reviewed research and published in journals. It's supported and endorsed by some of my heroes like Dr. David Martin. I was just at a Cardio Miracle event in Utah alongside Dr. Judy Mikovits and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. I learned even more about it. Amazing product, the introduction of nitrous oxide into one's blood. All kinds of different benefits, including if you've had the bioweapon and you're experiencing adverse events or ill side effects, you should check out highpowerheart.com. But anyway, John Hewlett, the founder of Cardio Miracle, is supplying 3 one-month supplies of his amazing life-saving product. If you are a subscriber to my Locals channel, you'll be entered automatically into the drawing, whether you subscribe monthly or annually. And that drawing will take place on September 30th. So get over to StuPeters.com, click on the Stu Crew button, or get over to our Rumble channel, click on the Stu Crew, the red button right there. It'll take you to our support page. You automatically are entered. If you're already a supporter, don't miss out. We'll see you on Locals. 3 months of Cardio Miracle, 1 month for three people. Three people, 1 month, Cardio Miracle, and we'll have all kinds of prizes in the future. We'll see you over on Locals. You know, we live in a messed up place right now. Health and sickness and cancers. I know that I keep hearing about people that I know, friends and family, you probably have a lot of this, suddenly diagnosed with a life-threatening cancer, or maybe it's happened to you. Because now this turbo cancer is a worldwide epidemic, and we're supposed to pretend like it's normal, like it's just always been here. But the good news is there are therapies that are working, and they have been proven in thousands of clinical studies. One study found on PubMed found that breast cancer's proliferation of growth rate dropped by 40% in only 24 hours using specifically a 660 nanometer wavelength. Another study on prostate cancer found that 49% of the over 400 male participants went into remission with just that one therapy. A lymphoma cancer pilot study showed that all three out of the three patients became cancer-free completely. Sounds unbelievable, but it's true. You can discover all of this information and more in a special training from investigative medical journalist Jonathan Otto. He's a great friend of mine, good friend of the show, and he shows you how you can use red light, including the specific wavelengths as proven by those studies, for all of the different types of cancers, as well as tinnitus, weight loss, wrinkles, acne, dementia, cognitive function, depression, anxiety, long COVID, vaccine injury, stem cell regeneration, lower back pain, sciatica, the whole array of autoimmune diseases, including thyroid disease, arthritis, lupus, gut disorders, all of that. And in fact, you can get your own red light therapy device in your home risk-free, as you're completely covered by a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 3-year warranty. On top of all of that, there's financing options, so you can get it now and pay later. Just go to myredlight.com. Again, that's myredlight.com. Make sure, you guys, that you don't miss this free special training while it's available and claim the extremely limited time bonus gifts, discounts, all kinds of additional savings, and 10%, by the way, with the coupon code STU10. Go to myredlight.com and use the coupon code STU10. Don't miss the training. Again, myredlight.com.